Be prepared to pause the audio again during this section and take a short walk. In 1776, you would have been near, or standing on top of, an earth breastwork built by Patriot Militia. Others are two blocks past the other side of Market, today's Chestnut, not a road then, along the river, and on the heights north and south of town, as far south as modern Greenfield Park. These are no barrier to Craig's army of 300 regular British troops, mostly Scottish Lowlanders, as they arrive on Monday, January 29, 1781. They had sailed partway up the river from Charleston, landed at the Ellis Plantation about 9 miles south, and marched the rest of the way using a road along the river. They are unopposed as they enter town, probably at Front Street. The local militia had only about 50 men under arms, so all have wisely left town. Craig's troops establish a fortified camp on the hilltop in front of you, then mostly empty with no streets. Over time, troops and escaped slaves from around the area built up a breastwork around the hill. According to an unsigned 1781 map of the camp, this is reinforced with large, sharpened wooden stakes called abatti jutting outward the entire length, in some cases two rows of them. The nearest section might be just on the other side of Orange, almost parallel to the street, though slowly angling into and across it to your left. The abatti point toward you. They probably turn right around today's 5th Street, run less than a block south, and then cut back to the river in a rough diagonal along the hilltop. See the map toward the bottom of the page. The soldiers camp, or perhaps build barracks, within the earthworks. Many officers in Craig's and Cornwallis's armies are hosted in private homes all around town. In some cases, this was easy, because the pro-revolution owners had fled. Also, some percentage of the population were Tories who had lived in uneasy peace with rebels and neutrals. Realizing supplies are scarce, Craig soon orders Patriot women and children out of town. Still, by summer, a resident reports prices have gone up by 300%. At one point, the town is down to a 2-week supply of flour, and the British do not have enough food for its prisoners. Craig admits residents are suffering. Turn left and walk about halfway up the block along Orange Street. Be careful, don't prick yourself on abatti as you climb over the breastwork. Look across Orange into the church parking lot. Pause. Possibly directly in front of you, at the highest point of the modern parking lot, is a raised platform with a few cannons taken from a ship, manned by sailors. Shaped like part of a circle, the arc is on this side so the cannons can spread their fire. The 1781 map shows there also are two triangular sailors' batteries elsewhere along the earthworks, plus four square redoubts, very small forts. Craig is known to have two brass 3-pounders, referring to the weight of ball they normally fire, and two iron 6-pounders in addition to the naval cannons. Some or all may be on the redoubts. If you want to tour the camp, a 14-block walk, skip to the fortification tour section below. There is no audio tour for that section. You will end up at the field headquarters described next. Otherwise, please follow the instructions under the occupation ends, and then click its audio clip.